We're talking charities as well today. Hard sell charity collectors. Are they a problem for you? Do you feel harassed when you go to the shops or when the phone rings? Or is it all for the greater good? Well, apparently 100 councils now have put in place heavy restrictions on the practice known as chugging. You know, when paid charity collectors stop you in the street and keep walking backwards despite you telling them you're not interested. And trying to get you to sign up that direct debit form, aren't they? Almost all of us will have encountered it at some point, either in Bridge Street in Peterborough. They're always outside the Grafton Centre in Cambridge, aren't they, on the High Street in Huntingdon. But how does it make you feel? And have you been affected? Johnny D has been out and about in Ely this morning, accessing your views.
Paul, the big conversation is in a very sunny Ely at the moment. And do you know what a chugger is?
Yes, it's one of those people that stops you in the street and tries to sell you things. Usually for charity, but not always.
Have you experienced it before?
Yes. Yep.
What, here?
Yes, in Ely. Yes.
And what happened?
Well, we just... They ask you personal questions. First of all, you stop because you're polite. You ask what charity it's for, and then it comes on with the sale, with the big sale, you know. And in the end, if you're not careful, you get tied up. And I should imagine some people might get caught in the net, sort of thing.
Right, I had a phone call about 3 weeks ago, and this bloke was well spoken. You know, a lot more posh than what I am. And he said to me, we know that you've been sending money to the Legion Club, Royal Legion, which I never have. And he said, we're doing it for the soldiers. He said, when they come back, he said, and if they lost a limb or something like that. And I said, well, yeah, you know, I quite agree. I would put towards that. And he said, well, give me your card number now. He said, and we take £8 a month off you. And I said, well, I've got a problem because... my card is cracked, and I've just ordered a new one. And he said, don't worry about that. He said, just give us your number, and your number's on the back, he said, and we'll take the £8. I said, I'll tell you what, you write to me, and I'll do it for you. And he ended the call, and I haven't heard since.
I signed up for a charity in the past, and they send you the tickets to sell to people, and then you get them continuously every year, along with other bumps that they send. Asking for more money, and then you continuously get a mail from other charities as well.
You get a bit fed up with it in the end, do you?
Yeah, you do.
So what do? You
I stop? Ignore it.
Oh, right. So do you keep supporting the charity?
No, I don't.
You withdrew your donation? You withdrew it?
Yes.
Because you got so fed up?
Yeah, I did. So I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, they seem to be standing outside the supermarket or something in the entrance, and you can't get away from them, and you just feel guilty.
So you don't sign up with them then?
No. I just walk past feeling guilty.
You give them a wide berth and feel bad about it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. So this idea is that 100 councils are going to actually ban them from the streets, these chuggers. Good idea?
I think it's a very good idea, yeah. I think if you want to give money, then you should put it in the tin.
Councils in Croydon, the latest council in the country to crack down on the practice. So should we introduce it in Cambridgeshire? Would it be a good thing? Let's speak to Tom Scott. He's the fundraising and communications manager at Shine, the spinal bifida and hydrocephalus charity based in Peterborough. Tom, morning.
Morning.
Do you use such practices?
We don't actually, Paul, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to say what you need me to say, but we
you've probably been stopped, though, haven't you, from time to time?
Yeah, I actually work in Peterborough City Centre, so I'm quite skilled at finding ways to get past the chuggers.
Yeah, and they don't take no for an answer. That's what annoys me. You know, when you're busy, and I give money to charity, I do things for charity, you know, and you almost get the feeling of some of them that, you know, you're out of order for not giving.
Yeah, absolutely, and all the sort of sound bites that we just listened to there, people talking about feeling guilty if you're not careful, people being pushy, you don't really need that, and we don't want our charity to be associated with that really either. So, you know, we might be out on the streets with a stall trying to attract people to, you know, events like our mega cycle on the 4th of July in Fairy Meadows, but we're asking people to come to our stall and find out about it, not pushing it in their face, if you like.
Yeah, because I suppose it gives all charities a bit of a bad rep, doesn't it? You're guilty by association a bit.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with it is that it does work, and that's the reality that we have to think about. Apparently it raises in the region of £130 million a year for charities. So people do give and people sign up to those direct debits, and I can understand, you know, from a fundraising perspective, and we've all got a need for that money for our causes, but it's just not something we're comfortable with.
Well, how many give willingly or under pressure? That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we all feel compelled, and it's kind of our, as somebody mentioned there, you know, that you engage in the conversation because we're polite people, but it's a bit of a psychological game, I think, that you're entered into.
How difficult is it at the moment? What's the climate like for raising money?
It's incredibly difficult because of the level of competition. I don't know how long we've got to talk about the history of it, but the larger charities didn't used to engage in the kind of community fundraising that that smaller charities like ours would have relied upon. And when, you know, government funding and austerity went down, more and more larger charities recognised the revenue you can get from community-based fundraising activities. And so everybody's, you know, after that same pound in your pocket, and you've got to market yourself to be, you know, the best charity to earn that money from you.